your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shio.
And here at Live Your Best Marriage, we believe that every single marriage out there has a chance to be long-lasting and to be happy. And we just want to let you guys know that we're here to encourage you because we're real people with real problems. Pesa and I have been together for 13 years and we have 4 children, so we know how it feels when everyday life just gets in the way and comes between the two of us. So we're hoping that we can be an inspiration to all of you guys out there and just be a resource to you for your marriage. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
You can like us on Facebook,
which is Facebook.com/liveyourbestmarriage.
And as always, you can go back to the place where it all began, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
Oh, yeah.
So we're super excited to have all of you listening. And today, I just wanted to talk about what commitment really is all about.
Commitment. Mm-hmm. I've heard the word commitment a lot. What does it really mean?
Right. So when we talk about commitment in marriage, there are some folks out there who view it as losing freedom. Oh. But I would like to actually twist that around and let you know that commitment actually brings freedom. And what I mean by that is when we say, I love you no matter what, and I'm staying even when you don't seem very lovable.
Yes.
I'm dedicated and I'll stay loyal. So basically, when we search for freedom in the wrong places, it actually puts us into bondage. And in marriage specifically.
So when we search for freedom in all the wrong places, it puts us in bondage.
Yes, because there are folks who avoid marriage. They avoid the commitment because they're afraid that once they say I do, they'll lose their freedom.
Okay.
But what I want to go over is the fact that when you do choose marriage, it actually sets you free from a lot of really just the things that we search for. And I'm trying to make this the least confusing episode.
Yes.
I'm really trying. And because sometimes my words don't come out the way I want them to, and I just end up making it just really confusing and hard to follow. So I'm trying to avoid that today. And I guess the best thing I can do is just start by giving you an example. I read an article the other day on the New York Times about open marriage. And I would really first like to say my opinion is open marriage is more like an oxymoron. Those two words should never go together.
Okay.
Yeah. So the whole gist of the article was the young wife was feeling frustrated with her husband, and so she has started to...
Isn't that cheating?
Yeah, that's what I would think. She has started having boyfriends, but she still goes home in every evening to her husband and their two kids. I view that as they are just breaking their commitment over and over and over. But to me, what it looks like is this young lady is searching for freedom. But unfortunately, she's searching for it in all the wrong places. She's hoping to find freedom just having all these different boyfriends or whatever it is. And the example that I have for you is I'm trying to show how this leads to bondage. Mm-hmm. And I decided I would use my coffee addiction as an example. I know, as lame as it sounds, I love drinking coffee, especially with a pastry. Mm-hmm. That is just my relaxation time. And over the last few months after I had our baby, I just started drinking more and more and more coffee. One
How
in the
much
morning.
Is more and more and more.
Well, I had one in the morning, started out as one in the morning and then one in the afternoon.
One pot?
No, just one cup. And okay. I usually add a little bit of milk. So anyway, that's beside the point. And then it led to another one in the evening. Well, pretty soon it got to the point where I was just craving it so much that I would have a cup at any given time. It didn't matter what time of day it was, and it didn't matter how many cups I had already drank. I just wanted more coffee. And basically,
so you were addicted.
I became addicted to it. And the whole point is, when I no longer choose and I crave, that is when I lose my freedom, and it becomes more of a bondage issue. I become a slave to the caffeine.
Yeah.
Because I can't just choose when or how much I'm going to have. I just want it all the time.
So now the coffee is your master.
It's like a weird...
Yeah, it decides when you want to drink it. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. But what was I searching for? I was searching for that relaxed feeling that I get when I sit down and have my coffee with, whether it's a donut or a cake or a pie or a cookie, whatever, because I love my sweets. So it went from being this thing that I was relaxed with to a thing that I could not live without.
Yeah.
And so that is my example, I don't know if you would call it an analogy. That's a real life example.
Yes.
Of someone searching for something that is enjoyable, but then it becomes like this thing that controlled me.
So how does that connect with that?
So going back to the idea of open marriage, these young couples are having...
Or older couples.
I guess the ones that were featured were fairly young. I don't know. Whatever. It can be anybody, any age. But they start out with something small. They start out with having doubt. They doubt whether or not they should even be with their spouse. And then
the doubt grew?
The doubt grows into, it escalates into regret. It reached a point where they start regretting even getting married in the first place. So that's that feeling of they lost their freedom. So then they start searching for the freedom. They're like, you know what? I really don't have the financial capability right now to separate or divorce. I need to stay with my spouse. We need to keep our mortgage. We need to keep our kids under one roof. But you know what? I still need an escape. I need a way out. So then they start searching for freedom. And I really think it gets to the point of bondage. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. I think that whatever those creepy sexual fantasies that they're having, I really view it as they become a slave to it. It becomes an activity that controls them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are not searching for a solution within the marriage.
No.
So, and I know we all have different opinions on that, but again, this is the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. Yeah. So I would be doing a disservice to my audience if I did not explain how it really is in your best interest and your kids to go ahead and search for the solution within your marriage. Yeah. Try to commitment. There is freedom in commitment. You can enjoy your spouse. You can enjoy life, and you can be happy simply by staying committed.
Yes.
And because a lot of people, our pastor even went over this in church. Mm-hmm. He talked about the fact that people think that following Jesus will put restrictions on them, that they won't be able to have as much fun as they used to.
Yeah.
But he did such a great job of explaining that actually there is so much freedom once you accept Jesus and you truly understand what it means to follow him. It sets you free.
Yes.
And so...
it actually makes it easy.
Yeah, it just makes life easier. And so as I go back to these synonyms for the word commitment, I'm a huge fan of synonyms. So
okay.
Dedicated, loyal, it's a promise, faithfulness, pledge, oath, whatever you want to call it.
Can you say them again? Dedicated.
There's dedicated. There's devotion. Mm-hmm. There's loyalty. Mm-hmm. Promise.
Okay.
Oath. Obligation. Mm-hmm. Duty. Responsibility. Fidelity. And I think that's about it.
Yes.
I'm one of those people who geek out on
words,
English, and mm-hmm. communication. So, anyway,
that's like 90% of us Americans. So you're in good company.
I don't think so. So they're like, will she please stop? So love is a choice. It's not a feeling, because our feelings come and go. Our feelings constantly change because we're human. But when we make a choice and we make that decision to just continue being dedicated, that's what commitment is. And so it's not easy for me to explain how freedom actually is. You can actually find freedom in commitment. That's a really hard thing. And again, it's not hard for the audience to understand. It's just hard for me to communicate that, because I'm trying as much as I can to avoid making it confusing. And when you ask someone, okay, well, why did you get married? The answer usually is so I can be happy.
Okay.
Or if you ask someone, why?
Because you don't want to get married to be sad.
Or when to, right. So when there's an engaged couple, and if you ask them, so why do you want to get married? Most likely the answer will be, so I can be happy.
Oh, he makes me happy. Or she makes me,
they make me happy. Right. So the trick, though, that I never knew, and thank goodness I finally found out, is it's not so I can be happy. It's so that I can make my spouse happy. And then, so...
And also for them, it's the same thing.
Yes. Okay. So it's supposed to be reciprocated. And it becomes this happiness loop. Mm-hmm. I make him happy, then he makes me happy, and then so we're both, we just have a really happy marriage.
Yeah.
And so that balance of give and take is a lot of times easier said than done, and it doesn't happen on a continual basis. And then that's how we get things we just get so off. We can even get off course. Mm-hmm. And so if we can just explore that idea of commitment is actually not an absence of freedom.
No.
It actually brings
freedom. Yeah.
Yes. So, when you begin to have doubt and you start feeling like, okay, maybe this isn't the best thing for me.
And I think there's a podcast we have talked about doubt. I always... Mm-hmm. When the idea of doubt comes up, I always like to go deeper into it, because I believe doubt is one of our biggest problems. Mm-hmm. It might be maybe our, like as a couple, mm-hmm. but I'm sure other couples deal with it. And doubt basically means you feel there's a lack of conviction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like this is not the only way mm-hmm. you will do things. And doubt can be brought, so it's a lack of conviction. And you feel like you are not sure. Mm-hmm. So when you're having that, I don't feel that I'm sure this will work. Mm-hmm. You know, the feeling that I'm sure this will work has nothing to do with if it will work or not. It's just, it's the feeling that you have.
Right.
You might be on the path to making work mm-hmm. in anything, but you might not having the feeling that it's going to mm-hmm. work. So once that feeling of, I'm not sure that this marriage will work, I'm not sure he really thinks mm-hmm. he really loves me, that is called doubt. And that doubt will start to grow. Mm-hmm. Which will, because you are not sure, it will shake your commitment. Because mm-hmm. this is not a sure thing. Mm-hmm. Does he really love me? Why did he say that? Why did she say that? And so forth and so forth. So I think other than prayer, you need to try to get rid of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Because that will grow and start messing your commitment.
Right. And I think that doubt is the beginning of the struggle. I think that that's where it all begins. Because once you have that uncertainty, you begin to question
mm-hmm.
things.
Yes.
And for any marriage at any time, it can be... it can be so many different things, like questioning whether or not they truly love you
yes.
anymore, or just questioning, okay, was this really the best decision? Should
yeah.
we really, is this the right person for me? And so, and then the doubt just grows. And once it starts growing into regret, like,
mm-hmm.
okay, you know what? I am sure I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And I am sure he's not the right guy for me, and I really regret getting married.
Yes.
That, it just, again, it all started because the tiny seed of doubt was planted.
Yes.
And it just continued to grow.
Yes.
And so when we start having those feelings of uncertainty, it's really what makes it easier to stop doubt in its tracks is to just know up front, okay, there is no right person for me. I'm not looking for a puzzle piece
no.
to fit. I am not looking for an exact match because there is no perfect match.
There is no.
So it's okay for me to be with the husband I have right now, or it's okay to be with the wife that you have right now.
Yes. 'Cause,
so, mm-hmm. yeah. And so again, not really... For me, not knowing these things made it harder for me in the beginning, because in our culture, we are taught, and all, I mean, oh my goodness, by probably a lot of our family members too and our friends, we are taught that it has to be a perfect match.
Yeah.
You have to just have 100% compatibility. But the problem with that is it doesn't exist. That's not possible.
Yes.
There's just, I mean, even...
Because somebody says, like, he wasn't right for me, or she wasn't the
yeah.
right person for me.
And everybody has different circumstances, so I'm not trying to put, like, a blanket solution on everybody, on everything. But in most cases, in most of the disagreements that we have, it's not because they're the wrong person for you.
No.
It's just we all have disagreements. And so once I started using that as my baseline, like, okay, it's all right for me to have him as my husband. We don't have to have the same background, same ideas, same opinions, all of those things. So being different actually, I think, enhances
oh, yeah.
the relationship. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
know, that's what I think.
It actually... helps you grow that patience.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but yeah, it's just because you get exposed to a different way of thinking.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So, yeah, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Being exposed to that way of thinking is what has helped me so much.
Yes.
In this marriage, and I think it has really helped our marriage thrive, because Pesa tells me that he's committed regardless. And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
even as recently as last week, we had a huge disagreement. And I just thought he was, like, totally all out super mad at me, like, really angry. And so I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, then I don't know. What are we supposed to do from here? What's the next step? And he's like, don't even mention the D word, because it's not happening. He's like, you're not leaving, I'm not leaving, and even if you leave, I'm just going to follow you. So, do you have any words of encouragement
I think we've talked about this in our podcast before, mm-hmm. and I like to just
mm-hmm.
just remind, because by reminding
mm-hmm.
our audience, I'm actually reminding myself,
mm-hmm.
but we need to remember that we are on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's so easy to forget that we're on the same team. Mm-hmm. And when you remember you're on the same team, it's easier for you to say, you know what, there is nothing that she can do that will make me divorce her. So once I know, like, you know, there's nothing I can do, there's nothing she can do for me to divorce her, mm-hmm. it actually frees, mm-hmm. it makes it actually much easier, because now you're dealing with her from, it's not like you're a doormat, no, it's like if there's an issue, we can deal with it, but mm-hmm. there's something that has already been removed off the table. So it actually makes it easier to deal with the situation. While the other way, there's always this thing on the table called divorce.
There's always options.
Options, yeah. And you're trying to navigate around these options. There's right. always this back door. And actually it makes it harder. Mm-hmm. Because is this a divorce issue? Is not a divorce issue? So you're constantly just messing with that. There's mm-hmm. no, you are not committed, and you don't remind yourself that you are committed 100%. I had this, again, it's actually easier than it sounds. And you are not actually losing anything. You're actually gaining, because it actually makes it easy that, hey, there is nothing she's going to do that's going to make me divorce her. So let's figure out how to deal with this issue.
Mm-hmm. And so once he started telling me that, it was nice to be on the receiving end of that.
Yeah.
It was really nice to know, okay, no matter what, he won't abandon me. Yes. He won't leave me. He's not going to ditch me.
Yes.
You know, just because I made a mistake or I made him mad or something. Mm-hmm. So it's just, so you're saying it made it easier for you yes. once you made that decision.
Yes, it makes it easier for me, because now I know, as somebody who are on the same team, we can actually figure it out and deal with the issue. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Because
it's like, think up in terms of like a mom mm-hmm. or a grandma. Mm-hmm. So think in terms of a mom. It doesn't matter how many times the kid will cry. Mm-hmm. Most mothers will still love that baby. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about sometimes it's like in the middle of the night and the mom has only slept like for 3-4 hours. But the mom still thinks, oh, she's so cute, or he's so cute. And the mom still loves the baby. And you're like,
you know, she's so helpless.
Yes.
So it's like, I'm determined
yes.
to do whatever, just give her whatever yeah. she needs.
Whatever it yeah. takes. Yeah. And even if somebody comes and says, do you know that when this child will be 15 years old, this child will be blah, 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 will be maybe mean to you, whatever, will be talking back. That does not stop a lot of many moms from just continue loving their baby.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. That's right. Yes. That's right. And even with us, our 10-year-old, mm-hmm. when she tries to have that teenager attitude, we just love her even more. And so she barely even tries. Yeah. She doesn't even bother with that I'm too cool for you act yeah, very often. Because yeah, yeah, she knows it's going to make us hug her even more. So she's just...
Yeah,
she's just our nice little girl. So
yeah. Anyways, but, yeah.
So you're saying that once you make that solid commitment and you're just determined to stay loyal,
yes,
it makes it easier for you.
Yeah,
because mm-hmm. you, what does Tim Ferriss call it? There's a problem. There's a name he gives that problem of having too many choices. What is it?
Oh, I don't remember the name, but yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
The paradox of choice,
yes. Yeah. The paradox of...
Right.
Yes, the more choices you have, I think the more choices you have, mm-hmm. the more likely it will take you a long time to make the choice. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. once you make the choice, mm-hmm. you are more likely to regret it.
Right.
Yes, like, right. you will always second guess yourself. Mm-hmm. And second guessing is one of the synonyms of doubt. Mm-hmm. Basically, you are unsure,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of indecision. Mm-hmm. So we go back to our favorite word, which is doubt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not our favorite word, but a word which we want to kick.
Right.
Yes.
So the paradox of choice means that you're going to be indecisive.
Yes.
Because it's going to take you longer choose.
Yes.
And then once you finally do choose, you're more likely to have regret and question. Okay, was that really the right choice?
Yes.
Was that the best thing?
So the issue is, would you rather have 10 choices and take a long time to choose and then live with regret that you could have chosen something else, or have 2 choices on just one choice, just make the decision, get it, and move on?
Mm-hmm. So boom, there you have it.
Yes.
Commitment actually frees you from having all of those indecisive and uncertain, just those feelings of remorse, like, oh my gosh, did I make the right choice?
Did I make the right choice? Is there somebody else better for me out there? Mm-hmm. Is maybe the girlfriend I had, maybe...
Or would I just be happier single?
Single.
Would it be easier if I was just on my own?
Yes. Oh, my friend. Yeah. So you make a commitment and you remove the option of divorce from the table. And then now it's actually much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So, okay. There you go. There is freedom in commitment.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. And
love it.
For us, there's also an analogy in business, because when you are running your own business and you just came from having a job, that is where the doubt comes in, because every hard part you hit, every hard area you hit when you're running your own business, because if you are not committed 100%, you will always wish you will go and get a job. There's that feeling that, no, I need to go back, because it's still that option still on the table. So you have you are uncertain. So when you're hitting a rough spot, you always wish you go back. But if you make the commitment that this is what we will do, and you remove that back door, so now, just like people who have jobs, most of them, even when they hit a rough spot with their bosses, they can think about getting another job, but they are not thinking about opening their business. I don't know if it makes sense.
Because that
is not an option they're even thinking about. Mm-hmm. Not like some people, just like that's not even an option.
So thinking about closing shop is...
It's lack of commitment. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just brings more doubt and then...
Yes. And he's like, should I do it now? Should I do it? Maybe I should not do it.
So that, I think that really decreases their chances of being successful.
Because now this doubt will also affect the amount of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of commitment will affect how much creativity that they want to put into the deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, okay, folks, just as a recap, when we say that there is freedom in commitment, we just want to assure you and just give you encouragement to let you know that what we have found out is there's this misconception that you will lose your freedom the longer you stay with your spouse. But the truth is, when we start seeking freedom in all the wrong places, then it just leads to bondage. And when we become a slave to something, there's no happiness in that.
No.
I mean, it's not fulfilling. And here at Live Your Best Marriage, we just want to be that inspiration and let you know that actually there is so much fulfillment in marriage. And so if you want to reach out to us, if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, please let us know. You can post it on SoundCloud?
Yes, you can always post it on SoundCloud, and you can also subscribe to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast in iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm. I had a friend, not a friend, somebody who just approached me the other day, and he says he loves listening to the podcast in Overcast. Wow, didn't even know.
Yeah, you can find it in so many different places. And also, on our website, there is a Contact Us form.
Yes.
So you could actually submit...
questions.
Questions, whatever. If you even wanted to share your personal story with us, you could submit that to us as well. So we will be back in a few days, and thanks so much for listening.
Okay, bye, and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.